I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, Armin Katayan and Jeff Benedict on the sometimes sublime and sensationally seedy world of college football. But first... Fans of Tokyo's Yakult Swallows break into song while waving colorful umbrellas whenever their team scores. This year, more often than not, those fans have been waving umbrellas for Vladimir Ballantyne. His three-year major league career in the U.S. was not especially impressive, but on Sunday, he broke Japan's single-season home run record, first set by Japanese legend Sadaharu Oh in 1964. In the past, Japanese fans hadn't been enthusiastic about the idea of that mark being bested by a foreigner. Earlier this week, I spoke with Jason Koskri of the Japan Times and asked him if that sentiment had changed.
I think it's changed quite a bit. If you saw with Ballantyne, there was an enthusiasm, at least in the stadium, there was an enthusiasm from both Swallows fans and from the fans of the opposing team. First, the Hiroshima Cart, which they were playing when they tied the record, and then the Hanshin Tigers fans. So I think it's changed.
O's record had been matched by Randy Bass back in 1985 and Tuffy Rhodes and Alex Cabrera in 2001 and 2002, respectively. In all three cases, opposing teams, generally managed by O himself, simply pitched around the sluggers to keep the record from being broken. Why wasn't that an option this time around?
Well, even if they wanted to, Ballantyne, he was so far ahead of the pace that Randy Bass or Tuffy or Alex set that they would have literally had to walk him about 100 or so times. And I don't think even if they wanted to keep it away from him, there's no way you could do that.
In June, Japanese baseball officials admitted that they had surreptitiously introduced a new ball this season. Home runs have dramatically increased since the equipment change. Is anybody using that controversy to suggest that maybe Ballantyne's mark should be followed by an asterisk?
Not that I've seen, and I think it would be hard to use the controversy on the simple fact that before, teams chose what ball they wanted to use, wet ball maker, and what Japanese baseball wanted to do was get everyone using the exact same ball. Mm-hmm. And when they did that, it turns out the ball was way too dead. Home runs went way, way down, except for Ballantyne, who hit 31 home runs with the old ball, and another guy for the Cebu Lions, Takeo Nakamura, who actually hit 48. The players asked for studies to be done, and they checked, and they saw that the ball, the coefficient was too low, and so they brought it up. And the problem was not so much that they changed the ball, but they did it without telling anyone, without telling the players, without telling the fans or the media. The ball isn't as lively as the ball was just 2 years ago. And I'm sure the ball Tuffy and Cabrera were hitting were probably livelier than the ball Ballantyne's hitting right now.
Ballantyne hit homer number 55 and number 56 with 18 games remaining in the season, and he's averaged one every two games. It seems unlikely that he could challenge Barry Bonds' controversial mark of 73 home runs, but do you expect him to pass Babe Ruth at 60 or Roger Maris at 61?
I think it's a good bet. He's at 58 now. So he's got about 15 or so games to get two more to get to 61. So I think there's a good chance. I think the pressure's off of him now. He's from 55 to 56 was a pretty good struggle for him. But once he hit 56, he hit 57 in his very next at-bat. He hit 58 last night. So I think there's a good chance he's going to get there.
Jason Koskri is a sports writer for the Japan Times. Jason, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Well, hey, I'm big in Japan.